This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
The public pool at Bethesda was regarded as a place of healing. The lame and infirm would lay by the pool hoping for a divine miracle. In John chapter 5, Jesus approached a man who had been lame for 38 years. He asked the man if he wanted to be healed, then gave him an impossible command. How could a bedridden man rise, take up his bed, and walk? Yet as the man believed the impossible, the power was given to obey. It never happens in reverse. You must believe the unbelievable, then God gives the grace to see it accomplished. This man was now free from the sin that had caused his sickness, yet immediately the legalists come to fence in his freedom. They tried to place parameters on the power of God. There are men today who still feel it their duty to tell God what he can and cannot do. Jesus had come to reveal the Father. His actions were in sync with the Father's will. The Jews understood the implications of his statements. What's in sync must be equal. Jesus was claiming to be God. The law of Moses required two or three witnesses to substantiate a testimony. Jesus says, "Don't take me at my word. Cross-examine the witnesses." There were five. John, the miracles Jesus performed, the Father in heaven, the Scriptures, and even Moses spoke of Jesus. The Jews were just not listening.
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at calvarychapelstonemountain.com.